the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing.
A lot going on this week.
A lot happened.
Yeah.
Antoine and I were just saying, it felt like a long week. Not even in that,
oh my God, it's a long week, I hate it.
It just felt like there was a lot.
A lot of things happened.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah. And there were so many of them, we have to narrow it down to just three as we count down the top moments of the week here on the Thang. Number three, this has been a thing that has been going on with Monica for years and years and years. It's where she talks about what she eats for food. It's something that's generally unhealthy, but she tries to put a descriptive spin on it that makes it sound different, like it was health food or something. And this is not the first time that she's tried to explain the cheeseburger, not a cheeseburger.
I had hamburger that I needed to cook, so I cooked some hamburger.
Okay, and right, so just keep in mind, she had a cheeseburger, but this is how she's selling it.
I had hamburger that I needed to cook, so I cooked some hamburger.
Okay.
And I made it, I turned it into a sandwich.
Okay.
So ground hamburger with cheese.
Some people would call that a hamburger.
Yeah, why is that not a cheeseburger?
Because I didn't form a patty.
Because I didn't form a patty.
That's her logic.
Yeah. But if you order a burger and it comes and it looks like a sloppy Joe, would you call it a burger?
If you just put cheese on it. I'm sorry. If it's a meat patty and you put some cheese on it and it's on a bun, it's a cheeseburger. I don't care if you break it up into smaller pieces. It's a cheeseburger that has been broken up into smaller pieces.
It's a little slider at that point.
It does launch us into the ability of creating new descriptions for unhealthy food. And try to make them sound more important, more regal. Would you guys like to try to figure out some? I have some new ones.
All right.
Okay. These are new ones. This is foods I have rebranded. They're unhealthy, but I'm going to make them sound better, classier. Here we go. Number one. It is a wonderful blend of meats and spices, nestled in a form-fitting bed of flour and corn.
Ooh. I have no clue. Monica?
I gotta remember, what did I say this one was again?
Monica, are you there?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay, like,
yeah, I was.
I wrote these yesterday, and I was like, well, I don't need to put the answer, because I'll remember what they are.
I have no clue
what this one was. It is a wonderful blend. Oh, I know what it is. I'm sorry. It is a wonderful blend of meats and spices nestled in a form-fitting bed of flour and water. That's what it is. Flour and water.
It's a Hot Pocket.
No. You were close. It's a hot dog. A wonderful blend of meats and spices nestled into a form-fitting bed of flour and water.
Okay,
let's try this one. This one I do mean corn. Here we go. A corn vessel housing a nice salad and a dash of ground beef.
Taco salad.
Or just a taco.
Oh, just a taco?
Yep. There you go. A taco, yes, because you have your corn vessel and you put your salad in there. Okay. Let's try this one. A chilled wheat soup combined with an antioxidant-rich fruit and garnish of citrus. Yes, a chilled wheat soup combined with an antioxidant-rich fruit and a garnish of citrus. What is that?
A slushy? Margarita?
A gin and tonic.
All of you are in the neighborhood. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello.
Mojito.
To a cranberry and vodka.
Oh, gotcha.
There it is.
Ah.
Yes, your antioxidant.
With a splash.
It is. Now, all right, let's go back. That was only moment three of the top moments.
We still got two other
moments. We got more to go. Monica, you had yourself a day earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
When your day starts out completely and utterly wrong, it's hard to recover. And especially when it starts as disastrous as hitting a deer or having a deer hit you, whatever it was. That was Monica's day. Here you are going out and doing exercise at 5 o'clock in the morning, which is hard enough to do as it is. You don't need the universe to be doing that kind of stuff to you. This is why we end up overweight and obese and you know, not wanting to go to the gym, and the stupid media sits there and says, we're all fat and you don't exercise enough. And you think, yeah, well, when I go, God throws deer at me, so what am I supposed to do?
It's here.
How do we classify this this dent? Is this a significant dent in the side of the car?
Well, my door won't open.
Oh, God.
But like a crack. And I will say this, that I was able to squeeze through that crack. At first I thought that I would get stuck, but I'm like, I'm gonna punch this door open because I need to be able to get out of here.
Look at it this way. That could have been a confidence boost for all the hard work you put in that you were able to get, you know,
and
what
it
mean?
Was
that you're able to get through.
You're
that,
exactly
that
right, because that's what I felt.
You said, "Oh shucks, look at
I was
me
like,
now.
"Yeah, I got this booty through that crack."
There's your silver lining.
I got this booty through that crack.
Yeah, you get your booty through that crack. You're good to go. What's the latest on the door?
I'm gonna take it for drop it off at a repair shop today. Okay. See if
so. You haven't had anyone you look at it yet. Are you still squeezing into that door?
Yep.
Yikes.
All right. She got to. She got to get in the car.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, for as bad a day you had, which ends up sort of giving you a bad taste for the entire week, nothing could compare to what we did to poor Antoine yesterday. I think we ruined his whole month.
I don't want to relive this.
Maybe
actually.
His whole season, like your whole summer.
How about my image of both of you? How about you ruin that?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like mine was pretty, yours of me was low anyway. Very low bar. How much lower can we go? Because we were playing One Gotta Go. And the choices, you had to pick one thing that was never going to come back. These are four things that we've kind of missed. So you had movies, you had sports, you had concerts, and you had restaurants. And we had to pick one that would never come back. Antoine's two favorite things on that list were sports and movies. So that, of course, were the two that we picked, starting with sports.
Sports.
Your reaction is great.
Sports.
I just said, think about others.
What'd you say?
I'm so sick of you today.
One gotta go, sports.
You say sports. So even though, I mean, your man, huge sports fan. Antoine practically.
Jared just walked downstairs.
Begged you.
You agree, Jared?
No, oh, no, Jared. Jared.
Look, Antoine's screaming, but you can't hear him. Ha-ha.
Don't agree. Don't do it. Yeah. So it wasn't bad enough that she takes away sports. She tricks her husband into giving away sports.
And he should know better.
Yeah.
Why is he agreeing with her?
Sure.
Because he's tired, man. He's tired. He just agrees. He doesn't know. And then here I come in and just decide, fine, I'll take away movies. And listen to Antoine's reaction again. As soon as I say movies, I think his head pops off. My other answer would be movies. I just don't watch a whole lot of them.
I almost got fired. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be anymore. I don't even want to play the game anymore. I'm not even giving you my
good
choice
morning,
because
team.
Y'all are stupid. I said that for it today. I'm sorry, children. I usually don't talk like this, but they are dumb. Yeah, I almost got fired.
Oh,
I almost said what was in my heart.
That was fun, wasn't it, Monica?
Mm-hmm. It was great time.
I don't remember having a good time at all.
What a week. What a week.
What a week.